Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Now go!
Go!
Go! And I'll be gone forever!
Shut up! You think you're dumb, but you're not!
You want me to intervene? Okay!
I'm Jim Burns. Now, if you've ever spent time around kids, you know that none ever seem to have long periods of time when they just act normal. Well, that makes me wonder why so many of us parents try to find the so-called normal way of raising kids, because the reality is there isn't one. The key to effectively raising your kids to become responsible adults lies in your ability to discover your parenting style. And during the next half hour, I'll continue my conversation with Dr. John Trent on how you can succeed in this endeavor. Discovering your parenting style is our theme again today on Homeward, so stay with us. From the studios of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Do you have a parenting style? Actually, you do. Whether you know it or not, you have a parenting style. That's good and bad news. The good news is you can figure out what that parenting style is, and it'll kind of answer some of the questions as to perhaps why you have conflict with your kids. But you and your spouse need to figure out what your styles are so you can kind of keep rowing in the same direction. And today here on the program, part two of Dr. Jim Burns' continuing conversation with Dr. John Trent on discovering your parenting style. I want to thank you for your prayers and faithful financial support of the Ministry of Homeward. We are on the air every day. We're online because of those gifts. You can give a gift online, by the way, through our secure website at homeward.com. And now, here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Great day today. We have Dr. John Trent with us again. We have been continuing a conversation about discovering your parenting style. Great program last time as we talked about this. It actually gave me a lot of hope as a parent, but it also means we need a plan. And every parent has to learn how to confront problems, people, pace, and project issues that can divide their family. And what I'm learning is that discovering your parenting style can help you do a better job of bringing harmony and unity to your home. Not a perfect home, but you can do that. John has written a wonderful book called Parenting from Your Strengths, Understanding Strengths and Valuing Differences in Your Home. John, welcome back to our program.
Well, thanks. And that was such a great summary. That was perfect.
Well, it's a good book and it's a great message that you have. In the last program, we talked about some animals. And I kind of laugh about this because I've learned this from you over the years. And actually, this is a part of our family's conversation. In our family, we know who is a lion and who's an otter and who's a golden retriever. And then the dog is a golden retriever. And one of my daughters doesn't want to be called the golden retriever because she doesn't want to be called a dog.
Yeah.
And then the beaver. Help us understand. It's such an easy way for us to understand the basic categories that you've put this in. And then from there, I want to go on and take these categories and see just how we can parent with our own strengths and our parenting style.
Well, you know, like, for example, I mean, you're going to know if you're a lion parent if you're the boss, or at least you think you are. You know you're a lion parent if you think that stoplights are a tool of Satan, you know, because they don't tend to stop the car,
right.
You know you're a lion child if things get too boring and so you break them just so you can fix them, you know. And if you've ever said to your child, you know, hey, she's letting us live at home, I mean, that means you're living with a lion child. So there's a lot of us that, you know, that are the lion parent, or we have those lion kids. And of course, the otters are spontaneous and fast-paced. They don't balance the checkbook. They just switch banks, you know. Mm-hmm. And they don't know people's names, but they're still their best friend because they're so relational. And the golden retrievers tend to be the sensitive team players and want to make sure everybody's fine, and they send themselves to timeout, you know, that kind of a very caring, sensitive person. And then the beavers are the ones that want an instruction book. It's really important. They don't want to take risks. They want to know, hey, what do I need to do? Who else besides me has done it? And, you know, they love lists and things like that. So you've got lions, otters, golden retrievers, and beavers. Put those all in a family, the same family, and if you have one of each, that's Wild Kingdom, you know,
yeah,
right there.
Really is.
Sure, and when you have something like this, a lot of times we expect our kids to probably act like we did, and all of a sudden we find out that they don't, that we're a lion and they're a beaver. One of the things that you encourage us to do is to establish what you call a GPS system, a global parenting system. And you talk about four challenges every parent must deal with in order to get this system up and running. And I want us to get this system up and running so that we can talk. You know, I want to bring into the ideas, or, you know, what do you do? Like I say, if you're a lion parent and you've got a beaver kid, the first one you call the problem continuum.
Right.
I want you to unpack that for us.
Well, you know, you mentioned a little bit earlier that there's four predictable areas that parents are going to struggle in. The first one is, how do we approach problems? Mm. You know, are we an aggressive problem solver, or are we more of a passive problem solver? So think about if you're a lion parent and you tend to be real aggressive, hey, let's deal with this right now, you know, and you're married to a golden retriever who's at the bottom of that lion scale, you know, well, when do they want to deal with problems? Tomorrow, or, you know, let's wait another week, you know, kind of a thing. And so when it comes, now all of a sudden you put a kid in the middle of that, and if mom and dad haven't sat down and talked through how do we deal with problems, you know, that can cause a huge problem. And then the same thing's true with each one of those. You know, it sounds fun to talk about lions and otters and golden retrievers and beavers, but it is hugely important. Can I give you a quick example?
Sure, please do.
Like on the next one, which is the otter continuum, you know, the first thing you understand, how do you deal with problems? Because, you know, that can help you get more on the same page on do we if it's a firefighting problem, we let the aggressive problem solver, you know, deal with it. But boy, if it's a complex problem, we need to slow down and let the person that's good at processing the problem really bring in their skills. Well, the same thing's true with otters. What that has to deal with is, how do we deal with new people and new information? Are we real trusting or skeptical as a parent? Have you ever, do you and your bride, do you guys, do you pick babysitters kind of the same way? Are you, you know, pretty similar in terms of God-given strengths, or are you pretty different?
It's funny. We have some strong differences, and yet if you look at some of the tests, we're actually quite a bit alike. When it does come to this, Kathy is much more the person who's detailed than me, so I'm going to pick the babysitter based on, you know, are they nice and are their, you know, parents good people, and Kathy, you know, basically wants a, you know, resume.
Exactly.
Of course, we're not in that.
Well, hey, you know, a while back when our oldest was, you know, she's maybe, I don't know, 10 or so, and she comes home, and I'm busy, I'm in the study, and she comes in and goes, hey, can I go spend the night at so-and-so's house, you know, and I wasn't listening real clearly, and I go, well, I don't know, have you talked to mom? Well, I can't get her, you know, she's, you know, I can't get her, and I need to know, because the lady's coming, and she can pick me up right now, and I said, well, okay, that's fine, go ahead. Well, Cindy comes home about, you know, an hour later, and where's Carrie? You know, well, first of all, I'm at the top of that otter scale, which means I'm real trusting when it comes with new people and new information, right?
Right.
So, and then Carrie's a lion, and so she's going to try to push her way, you know, say, hey, I need to go right now. I need a decision right now. So I just let her go with these people. Cindy asked me, well, where's Carrie? And I had no clue, unfortunately. I mean, I didn't know the girl's name. You know, I couldn't remember it. It ended up, so we start calling around. It's not a school friend. It ended up being a church friend, but we didn't know that at the time, you know. And does she know that she has to be home by a certain time? When are you picking her up? You know, did she have her... you can imagine, and so
actually I can't imagine, because every person in our studio who's listening to this right now is laughing,
because
we've all had this experience.
Well, and boy, you know, there's so many times, like when I took Cindy's teacher retirement program, and I'm at the top of that trusting scale, and I meet a guy at this church that we're at, and Cindy, we're newly married. Cindy's been a teacher for 6 years, and hands me her teacher retirement check to invest in something. And do I ask all the hard questions? No, I'm at the top of the otter scale, real trusting, right? And he tells me he can triple her money, and I just hand him the check and lose 6 years of her teacher retirement in 4.5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of funny on the you know, situation with Carrie, because we did find her and it ended up, you know, okay. But let me tell you, that wasn't funny. But what I'm getting at is once you understand what are your strengths, what are the strengths of your spouse? Now you can say, for the last 26 years out of the 27 we've been married, guess who has gone to every financial meeting is Cindy. Because she's at the bottom of that scale and asks all the hard questions.
Right, and that's teaching us that we have to adapt to our strengths and our weaknesses.
And appreciate and value them. I mean, Cindy used to think I stayed up at night, you know, just to strain her out, you know, and I didn't. It just comes naturally, you know. And then the same thing with her. She asked so many questions, and it used to slow me down and just bug me like crazy. Well, thank the Lord. In 1 Corinthians, it says that God places us in the body right where he wants us to be. And I think by application, he does the same thing in our homes. He places us with those people that are different than us, because we really need both sides of the equation.
That is so true. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. I want to keep talking about this because I think this is something where you're really getting to the heart of the issue, where so many times people even break up because we're different. And in fact, what we need to do is accept our differences and then kind of work through it. And we need a plan to do that. Listen, we'll take a break. We're with John Trent. What a privilege to have him on our program today. We're talking about parenting from your strengths, not just your weaknesses. You got to understand your strengths. You got to value your differences in your home is what John says.
That's very, very effective. And I wonder how often we don't think about that. I mean, there's so many things that just happen in our families, like with kids. We talk to them about sexual purity, but not dating. You know, and for spouses, too, we want the best for our kids when we're raising them. But we don't even think about how dad has a different parenting style from mom and how that plays out when the kids go to the grandparents' house. And mom and dad really need to be on the same page on this. And if you're in a co-parenting situation, you're still mom and dad, and you need to be on the same page as well. Great insight today from Dr. John Trent here on the Homeward Broadcast as we talk about discovering your parenting style. We've got John's book up on our website today at homeward.com. If you go to homeward.com and hit the radio broadcast tab, that's where you'll find it. It's not on the homepage per se, but it's in the radio broadcast section. You'll find a link to John's website. Also, Dr. Jim Burns' book, Confident Parenting, one we highly recommend for this discussion as well. You can order a copy from our Homeward Resource Center and support the Ministry of Homeward at the same time. More information on how to do so at homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
So Jackie's all, "I totally faced you," and I go, "Talk to the hand, loser."
Whoa, wait a minute. She faced you?
Yeah, so I gave her the hand.
You mean you hit her?
No, Mom.
I thought you put your hand in her face.
No, Mom, Jackie thought she faced me.
Oh, I see. She turned her face to you and you slapped it?
No, Mom, that's not it at all. Ugh, you have no idea what I'm going through.
Speak for yourself.
Well, frankly, there are days, I think, when it would be easier to walk on water than communicate with teenagers. But no matter how frustrating it gets, please don't give up. Whatever it takes, keep those lines of communication open. Date nights, games, whatever it takes, make sure you're communicating. Sure, it can be a hassle, but ultimately, it's worth it. And by the way, be sure to download a free copy of my tip sheet called Communication, the Key to Better Relationships, when you go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Dr. John Trent with us today. We're talking about discovering your parenting style. He's written a wonderful book called Parenting from Your Strengths, Understanding Strengths and Valuing Differences in Your Home. Anytime we can get John Trent on our program, we want to do it because he's always so practical and helpful. And we were just talking at the break how informative this conversation has been. You know, John, when we're talking about strengths and weaknesses, how do you learn to parent with your strengths? Because a lot of times, you were mentioning it earlier, we go to the default mode and we frankly go to not our strengths. We don't parent out of our strengths. We parent out of our weaknesses. How do you move from parenting from the negative side in the default mode to the strengths?
Well, you know, there's several things. We really do camp out on this verse in 1 Corinthians that actually a passage there that talks about how we're not all eyes, we're not all ears. And yet there's something real interesting there. You know, it says if the ear should say, "Well, I'm not an eye, therefore I'm not a part of the body," is it for this reason any less a part of the body? And what the picture is there is that God gives us certain gifts, right?
Right.
But for some of us, I mean, it's real easy to look across the room or look across the hallway or whatever and say, "You know what, I'd give anything. I mean, I may have these strengths, but I wish I had somebody else's strengths." And I mean, how many people have curly hair and they want to have straight hair, or straight hair and they want to have curly hair, or they just want to have hair?
That's me. I just want hair.
But what I'm getting at is that it says in 1 Corinthians that God has placed us each one of us in the body just as he desired. When one, that was the breakthrough for Cindy and I, because, you know, we're so different. One of the only things we had in common is we're both married on the same day, you know. and yet once we began to realize, well, no wonder we approach problems differently. I'm more, you know, aggressive. She's more passive when it deals with problems. Well, no, because once, you know, that helps us get that full range of problem solving. We can't just solve every problem aggressively or take a step back. There's some problems you need to step forward on, right? You know, and then the same thing with otters. Once we understood, well, no wonder God made us different. I mean, I'm very trusting, and Cindy's more skeptical. Well, once I began to value who she was, boom, our relationship began to change. And then, you know, same thing with understanding who are we with that whole golden retriever continuum and the beaver continuum as well.
Hey, with your two daughters, are they different than you and your wife, Cindy?
Oh, let me tell you, we, you know, between all four of us, we do have the whole, you know, wild kingdom, you know. So, you know, we have this instrument called the Leading from Your Strengths report that parents take. They go online, it only takes them 5 to 7 minutes, and then it instantly emails them back a 28-page strength assessment. And you end up with this wheel at the back of that instrument that shows you kind of where you are. And we are at four opposite corners on that wheel, you know. So we've got a lion, an otter, a golden retriever, purebred golden retriever with papers, you know, our youngest daughter, and a beaver. So you take all of those, and again, if you don't understand how to blend differences, it can bring, you know, tremendous disharmony, when it can really be grounds for having a great relationship.
Well, how do you do something like that? Let's pick on a guy who is the otter, and his wife is a beaver. Okay, and so you've got the otter who really isn't the detailed person. You've got the beaver who is so detailed that it's almost ridiculous to the mind of the otter. So there's certain things they can say, well, this is great, but at the same time, they drive each other crazy. How do you get to the place where they can work together and appreciate each other because they keep bumping into each other?
Well, like, for example, when Cindy and I, have you ever made a major move, you know, moved houses?
Sure.
You know? I mean, let me tell you, I mean, our goal in moving was always just to stay married, you know, because it's just so strainful, you know. And part of the reason it was straining was I'm a otter and she's a beaver. So when do I want to start collecting the boxes to move?
The night before.
Why hurry, right?
Right.
And then, of course, Cindy would want to start way in advance. And, boy, the first time we moved, it was absolute chaos, you know. And the second time we moved, we sat down and did what Parenting from Your Strengths, this book talks about, is we said, okay, now, you know, our goal this time is we don't want to be yelling at each other in the driveway when the movers are there, you know. We want to be, because that's obviously not a good witness to the kids or to us or anybody, right? So now what we want to do is say, how, understanding, you know, where she's at and where I'm at, how can we actually sit down? And we went over to the food court at the mall that's not far from our house, you know, and storyboarded out, which is just a little tool where you take cards and you throw them out. And we took each room in our house and said, okay, what do we need to do in the kitchen? What do we need to do here? What do we need to do here? We actually laid out a plan. And then once we had the plan, we timelined it and said, okay, we're going to move in 14 weeks. So if that's the case, what do we need to do here and here? And then guess what became the policeman was that plan.
Sure.
Instead of Cindy having to, you know, ride me to get something done. And now all of a sudden we're working on this together. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to get parents to do.
When you have a plan, then you can be the guide. Some people are going to lead. For example, the beaver's probably going to lead that because they're going to at least know where the plan is. The otter may have made a plan but then lose the plan.
Right, yeah.
Right. So in terms of that with parenting or with marriage, it's the same thing. You begin to find their strengths. You let them play out their strengths, and you become a better team, if you would, as a parent, or a better team as a family.
Absolutely. You know.
Now, in your book, you've got something called the First Step Plan for Positive Growth and Change, and I liked it. It's very practical. At the end, you've got some real practical steps you can take. Walk us quickly through what a First Step Plan for Positive Growth and Change looks like.
Well, the thing that we, you know, encourage people to do is to go online and order that instrument, which is the Leading from Your Strengths assessment. If they just go to leadingfromyourstrengths.com, they can find out about that tool. And that is a great way to get a baseline, you know, to say, You know, we just had to have some testing done with our youngest daughter's hearing, you know, and you go in and you get a baseline, and then you can tell you, is it going up or is it going down, you know. But you need that baseline and understand who am I and what are my strengths. So that's one of the first things. And then understand who your kids are. And then, you know, and so what we do in the book is say, well, you know, you need to understand your strengths, understand your kids, and then here's some key parenting verses right out of God's Word that help tie that in. And it's in the process of integrating God's timeless Word with who He's created us to be and who He's placed in our home as gifts, our kids. Boy, when you start putting the three of those things together, that can make a huge difference in a home.
It's creating a plan. I want to encourage our people to start by creating that plan. Great input. John, time has gone by so fast. Thank you so much for your wonderful input and your great message.
Well, thanks. Great to be with you again.
A couple of APU dads there having a conversation, Dr. Jim Burns and Dr. John Trent here on the Homeward Broadcast, and that concludes our conversation on discovering your parenting style. Parenting from Your Strengths is Dr. John Trent's book. It's a book that we highly recommend, and as they say in the industry, it's up on our website today at homeward.com. Hit the radio broadcast tab. You'll see John Trent's name listed with today's program, and click on that. You can find more information about the book and about everything that John Trent is up to these days. Jim, a lot of interesting food for thought here in this conversation today. And I realized that as you were talking with Dr. John Trent, in addition to thinking of ourselves as parents and needing our parenting styles identified, we also have to think of ourselves as zookeepers, too.
That's right, Roger. I mean, John wasn't kidding when he said that sometimes our homes can be like wild kingdom.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think sometimes people think that folks like me or folks like you or our sound engineer there, that our homes, you know, are special and they're super spiritual and there's never any emotion or drama.
Sure.
That's not true.
No.
Because if you have kids, teens, preteens, you know what? It is kind of a wild kingdom. And sometimes our expectations are that it's going to be normal, but there is no normal when it comes to kids. Something around the corner is going to happen. It's going to change things. And so that's why I think it's important for us to consider all of those possible interactions that John was talking about, what the different personality types like the lion, the otter, the golden retriever, and the beaver. And then imagine what types of conflicts there are in any home when the otter meets the beaver and the lion and,
sure,
and whatnot. And it's not going to be simple. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be messy. That's when we can depend on God and also understand there's not the perfect solution. I think that's important. So today's homeward of the day is chill as a parent and relax and enjoy this time. Kathy and I the other day were with our kids. There was some emotion going. And I said, you know what? Let's go back to being their youth workers just for the day. We are their parents.
Right.
But today we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to put these things aside and we're just going to kind of enjoy being a family because we realized we had been so tense.
Yeah.
So again, today's word of the day is chill and enjoy your children. Do something special. Take them out for an ice cream. Do something where you don't lecture them, but get to know them and get to know their personality and then begin to parent with that kind of a style as you get to know your personality as well. And I know, Roger, you've got some great resources that can help them.
Well, Jim, one of the ones that has become most popular here at the Homeward Podcast, of course, is 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family. This is a series of studies and some research all compiled into one book. Jim's been studying this for 30 plus years, and the most recent iteration of that information is in 10 Building Blocks. And you talked about the fun food, playtime, I mean, the understanding parenting styles, all the different dynamics of what it takes to build a solid family foundation. They're in this book. So if you're looking for a one-stop shopping, if you will, for how to establish that foundation, 10 Building Blocks for a Solid Family is the book that you want to take a look at. You can order, you can get the book anywhere. As with all of Jim's books, Jim Burns' books are available for purchase in our Homeward Resource Center. You can call us at 800-397-9725. You can write to us at P.O. Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Or you can order online at homeward.com. And however you contact us, when you order one of Jim's books from Homeward, a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry. We're grateful for that.
Thanks, Roger, and thank you for your ongoing prayers and your financial support to make it possible for us to bring you great programs like today's program. Your partnership also enables us to extend the reach of Homeward into areas like our events, publications, online ministries, our daily devotional and monthly parenting newsletter. And if you don't know about that, then I encourage you to go to homeward.com. We appreciate your financial support, especially today. We could use it. And we're not looking just for people to support us once. We want a growing number of people to come alongside the Homeward movement. Let's make a difference in families together. And obviously, you can give us a call. Roger gives the number often. You can go to homeward.com and get all the information you need to become a part of the Homeward financial family in many ways. You're helping us reach out, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for listening today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.